We're back with a topic that I believe everyone will have something to say about. Islam. Islam is a religion of mercy. We will go through life where people will hurt us, and sometimes those that hurt us are those that are closest to us. Now, what I'd like to discuss is the struggle to forgive. The struggle to forgive those that hurt us. Now, as we start off this episode, I'm thinking of two people in particular. One who's no longer in my life, one who is still in my life, who have hurt me in a way that I never thought that I could be hurt. It was very, very deep. A level of injustice was involved, and as you know, I'm anti-injustice. And to this day, I really struggle to forgive.
To forgive them for what they did.
To forgive them for what they did. Mm. Yeah, to forgive them for what they did. And there was a point where the struggle was so deep and so real that it was hurting me. Mm. That the struggle to forgive was becoming more painful than the hurt that they caused me. Mm. So, Sumaya, the struggle to forgive.
Oh, I have a visceral reaction to this topic. I also feel that I think part of it is that because I know in my mind that it's what I'm supposed to do. And so I think there's a standard situation going on that I feel like if I'm a good person, if I'm a believer, I should be able to overlook and forgive and move past. But on the human level, there is a very real struggle. And the fact that, also in my own personal experience, I guess it's our expectations. Maybe I'm naive, or like that being hurt so badly by someone who is the last person you feel it should come from. It's very hard to cope with. It's very hard to deal with. It's very hard to accept and face. And there's a duality to the person, a person who could be who you care about and love, and that they are capable of doing that to you. And just, you know, being hurt, you know, does not mean that you will stop loving them. It doesn't mean that you can erase everything off the table. It's not that straightforward, and that's not how it works. So I think for me, really feeling like I'm supposed to be able to get past it, or I'm supposed to be able to process it, versus what I'm actually feeling and coming back to it, you know, it's, as I'm sure you know, it's cyclical. It's not like a one-time deal.
No.
So I've forgiven and now I'm finished. Mm. You know, other things come up. You could revisit something. Other consequences come up. And the pain restarts again. And you have to go through the process again. And it's one of the most complex, hard things, I think, ever to deal with.
Yeah, especially when it's family.
Yeah.
Because we have this expectation that blood is thick. It's certainly thicker than water. And because of that bond of blood, that they're not meant to be the ones that cause us pain.
And if they do, we're meant to forgive them.
And if they do, we're meant to forgive them because of that bond. I have had many sisters say, this family member, that family member has done this, that, and the other. And I have to face them every day. I have to interact with them every single day. And I know, like you said to me, I know it's the better thing to do as a believer, but it's so hard. And actually, even some have gone on to say, I don't even want to. Mm. I want to take that to Yom Kiyama.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, they want to have it out with in front of Allah.
But then at the same time, they're kind of battling with the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much was done to him, and yet he had the ability to give. And we know that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet. We're not prophets. However, he, you know, his sunnah is for us. His way of being and doing is for us. How do you get to a point where you're able to forgive someone who has done something so terribly bad to you?
I think when it comes to forgiveness for me, the thing that I really want is closure.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for them to apologize, for them to whatever, but actually an internal feeling of closure that this here, chapter's closed. Because I feel like the struggle to forgive comes from the fact that we haven't closed that chapter. So we can say, I forgive you, I'm sorry, la la la. And then in future, that hurt will still hit us because you realize you haven't actually closed that chapter. It's not, you're not done. You haven't allowed yourself to be done with it. So I feel like that's for me. I know that in my moments where certain people have done certain things and the emotion, the rawness of that emotion comes back to me, it's because I can identify with the fact that I haven't closed that chapter, excuse me.
And you know, it's true. I think we possibly mistaken closure with their forgiveness. But when it, and I'm thinking about a personal example, that I did crave closure in regards to a situation that occurred with a certain person. And for me, I labeled in my mind closure as that person saying, yeah, I did do that, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry. But you know what? I was only able to move on from that situation when I decided to take an internal step
and close it down. And that's why I think we hold on to hurt and pain. You know, there's something that Tony Robbins says that I love, that he says pain is universal, but suffering is a choice.
Ooh.
That all of us experience pain, but are you going to choose to have that pain cause you suffering? Mm-hmm. And so when someone has done us wrong, the person we harm ourselves by holding on to, like by not closing the chapter, is ourselves. Because that person can move on with their lives, they can probably sleep at night, they can get on with whatever, and we're still hurting. Mm-hmm. We're still the ones who are choosing not to clean up our own mess. We feel like this person has to do this before I can forgive them, mm-hmm. or the situation has to now look like this before I forgive them. So that means we've given the power of our closure to that person,
yeah,
in that situation.
That's right. And that is completely disempowering, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's completely disempowering that you're handing over the control of your internal state,
yes,
to the one that actually caused you,
yes,
the harm and the hurt.
Yes.
What's that is a messed up equation right there.
It's twisted. And also, like, what you were saying about the closure aspect and the idea that I'm going to take this to the Day of Judgment.
Mm.
So between now and the Day of Judgment, how are you doing?
Mm.
Have you actually handed this off to Allah and done the closure work, and then you know the justice will come later?
Mm.
Or are you still carrying it and resentful and, but I know Allah is going to deal with it?
Mm.
I mean, adding the faith into the equation for me, and this is something that I really struggle to process, because so this thing happened, right? This person did this. Now, in my understanding of what happens to us, there's decree is mm-hmm. involved. So this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed and wrote to happen. I know people have choice, but ultimately they do what is meant to happen. They play mm-hmm. out the script. So how do I accept what's happened from a loving God and take it on and reach the level where I accept that this decree is good for me and even though it's been done by a human being, because the distinction is made, like in the Quran, between a person who the harm or the pain comes from the behavior of another person, so I can blame you. Or if it's something that is like fate, someone dies or illness, there's no one to point a finger at. It just is, it happens. So you can't really direct your anger. But when it's a person, you can direct your anger and your hate and your all of it. But ultimately now when I turn to God, the question becomes, how do I have to really, this is hammering down the faith and decree and accepting Allah's wisdom and knowing that I'm going to grow and all of these things. And this was huge. It was huge for me. Like,
it is. And it requires a lot of introspection and very much looking at the wider picture of your life. Subhanallah, Allah will send us lessons in the form of like a nudge. You know, we're nudged in life. Yeah? And it's so subtle that sometimes we completely miss it. Mm. Right? And then if we miss it, we're pushed. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And if we miss the push, then we completely collapse. We are faced with a situation where we're forced to collapse in order to get up and wake up.
Yeah. To get the lesson.
Right? Often the gentle nudge in life won't come from a person. It will come through a circumstance. Mm-hmm. Purely, you know, qadr of Allah, circumstance. You know, the push, again, it might just be a harsher circumstance. But what normally happens
the slam.
Is the slam, the complete collapse will come from someone that you are so close to that hurts you in such a way that you're forced to take the lesson. Mm-hmm. And that's hard. It's hard. But we need to dig deep to see, what is it that Allah is teaching me here? What does He want me to learn that I didn't learn from the nudge? I didn't learn from the push that had to be thrown on the ground in order to stand up and wake up.
You know, conversations that I've been having on social media recently regarding forgiveness has been really interesting, because I've spoken a lot about forgiveness as someone who's had experienced sexual abuse and chose to forgive the perpetrator, and people are like, but that condones what that person done. So if I'm forgiving, that means I'm condoning and agreeing to what they did to me, or by me forgiving, that means I am letting them go. And what if I actually don't want to forgive them? Like, what if I, like, why do we have all this talk about forgiveness like I should forgive the person, like it's their right to be forgiven? But my position in this is that forgiveness and forgiving someone else is really for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
The person does not get off scot-free. Even if we think about Allah will judge and judge us all accordingly, right? As we deserve to be judged. So for me, between them and their Lord, that's something I don't even need to concern myself with. Mm. But in holding on to the pain, in holding on to the resentment, the anger, I end up making myself unwell. I end up harming myself.
Mm. It's carrying that resentment with you.
And so that's where, for me, I always say that forgiveness is my way to be free.
It's subjective. Because you know what? If by forgiving you're setting yourself free, brilliant. Mm. There are some things that need to be taken to your muqiyama.
There are some things
that, you know, you don't need to forgive that person for in the dunya, so long as it's not burning you inside. Mm-hmm. Mm. So that it's not, you know, it's not affecting you and destroying you.
But then does that mean that if I choose to forgive someone, I choose to forgive someone and Allah decides to judge them upon what they did, are they interconnected? My forgiveness and Allah judging them for what they did.
No, that's separate.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though.
That's separate.
So even, like, everything will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah anyway. Yeah. So me forgiving or not doesn't mean that we need to hash it out on Yawm al-Qiyamah, because Allah is going to bring it. Like everything is going to come out.
However,
that day. But that's what I'm saying.
But there's a difference. There's a difference between someone that has caused someone pain,
mm-hmm.
and they've forgiven that person,
yes.
maybe for themselves,
yes.
and then they leave them to Allah.
Yes.
And a person standing on Yawm al-Qiyamah and saying, Allah, bring it.
I want to have it out.
I'm going to have it out with this person.
Mm.
I've waited until this moment. There's a difference.
Yeah. I mean, some people will live their life stewing with that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that's what I'm saying.
It's destructive.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I mean by forgiving to be free, because if you are content, if you are living your life, you have laid it before Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and you have said, "Do you know what, Allah? I'm going to allow you to take care of this on the day this needs to be taken care of," and you move on and carry on. That's really different from someone who's stewing, holding on to it,
yeah,
and they're really being destructive.
Yeah, so I think
inside.
Maybe. This kind of synonymous thing we have going between the closure, acceptance, and forgiveness.
Mm.
So, like, the part that you do for you could be closure more.
Right.
And that you're not looking at them waiting for them to take some kind of action that's going to change your situation. You've let go. You've detached emotionally. You've shut the link down between you and them. The energy down. It's done.
Mm.
I'm not receiving anymore, and I'm not sending anymore your way. It's finished. But have you gotten past, and what you were saying about the condoning and accepting and justifying it.
Yes.
Because the fight in it is real. If you feel like you've been treated unjustly, I don't owe them, you know? And they shouldn't get away with that.
Mm.
That never, you know, that burning. But are you so fixated on it that it's consuming your life
mm.
and all of your psychological and emotional energy
it's
and
not
eating
worth
you
it.
Alive?
It's double pain,
you know?
Yeah.
It's double pain. You know, you're dealing with the pain they've caused you,
and then
you're dealing with your own pain because you're stewing over it and you can't get over it. And you know what, to be honest with you, someone that has hurt you to that level is not going to come and say sorry easily.
Mm-mm.
Yeah? So the fact that you're burning up inside about this, It's just, you're just doubling up your own pain.
And even if they came and said sorry, it wouldn't undo the break.
It wouldn't. And it wouldn't necessarily resolve all of the pain and hurt that you're going through.
It's still there.
Because the memories and the damage, it's still done.
That's why I find it interesting where people say they can't forgive so-and-so because they haven't apologized yet.
But they're not validated in their pain. Like sometimes just having someone agree with you, because this brings in actually like so many other things, the gaslighting aspect, it brings in so many other things, because people will have you thinking you're crazy for taking issue with what's happened. Just hearing that actually what was done to you is wrong and you are right to feel the way you do.
Mm.
And a counselor can say that to you, a therapist can say that to you, but so many people haven't opened up and they haven't heard that.
Mm.
So they feel like there's some action that needs to be taken to move them even a step forward. And they're so stuck in saying, does anyone see what's happening to me and that this is not okay?
Yeah.
You know?
They don't feel heard.
Mm.
They don't feel, and it hurts to feel muted and shut down and like what's happening to you doesn't matter.
Oh, do you know what the word, when you said shut down, the word, that the phrase that really gets to me when I hear it is, are you over it yet? Or get over it. That is...
And we talked about that in episode one, the rush to finish your business and get out the storm.
But that's from other people.
Yeah.
Saying, are you done now? Like, can we move on? Can we move on now?
The one that's done, the one that did the hurting?
Yeah, can we...
The one that did the hurting?
That can be from the one that's done the hurting or from people around you who can see you in pain, who are just like, come on now, it's been X amount
no,
of time.
No, for me, that really also grates on me. And my response is, you don't get to dictate the pace of this.
Mm.
Especially
because
if you're the
my
person.
Pain.
Yeah, and especially if you're the person who did the wrong, you feel guilty and you feel bad and hearing about this rubs you the wrong way. Well, tough.
I'm trying to phrase this question carefully. We know that Allah is seeing all of this, right? And as a believer that maybe wants to progress in their faith and practice, do you feel it's better that we just, do you feel it's better, you know, knowing that Allah can see us, that we just let it go?
In theory, I know that in my mind, that it's like the status in the Quran that's given to the people who overlook and forgive over and over. It's superhuman. It's such
an
extraordinary
thing. Isn't that something we should strive towards?
To aspire
then.
Towards, but should you have self-compassion about where you're at? Yes. Should you be beating yourself along the way that you're not there yet? No.
No.
But should you aspire to it? Yeah. Yeah. why not? It's
but there's a difference between aspiring to it and thinking striving. And actually doing something to get there.
But okay, so say you're moving, you're transitioning through the process of the hurt and accepting it and getting out to a stage where you're better. Do you think that, like, for example, the second time around you'd be wiser? So you'd be able to kind of come to the table with a new approach and be more godly about it this time?
I think connected to that is also accepting that that was decreed for you. That that pain was decreed for you.
Which within the storm is also really hard.
Yeah, because I've heard it. How could Allah allow that to happen to me? That person to do that to me? Like, what have I done?
It's only years later, after you come out of it, that you can see that that was a crucial piece of the puzzle of my life.
Yes.
You know, had I not gone through that level of pain and hurt by that person.
And that person specifically.
And that person specifically, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't have the insight that I have today. I wouldn't have the level of empathy towards other people that are going through that specific pain today.
You need it.
I wouldn't have been able to help other people in the way that I can today.
Yes.
So there is great hikmah in it. But when you're stewing, when you're in it, it's difficult to see that.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing to remind people, you know, that will come. That day will come that you'll be able to see the wisdom of Allah's decree in the pain that you have encountered from another person.
And that pain was necessary.
That pain was necessary. It's hard to reconcile. It's very, very true. Final thoughts on the struggle to forgive.
That, I always say this, it's okay to be where you're at. You go through the process, through all the steps, and just like you said, if you have the perspective that this will calm down and things will grow and there's wisdom and growth in the path, then at least you're headed somewhere.
I think to really look at the cost of, like, what we are choosing instead of forgiving, because by not forgiving we are choosing something else, and to decide whether that thing that we're choosing is serving us in ourselves, in our relationship with Allah, and the relationship with the people around us.
Yeah, I think for me, knowing that Allah forgives us every day and we make mistakes repeatedly every day, and the doors to His mercy are always open. I think if we choose, and it's a choice, we can own that decision, we can own that choice. If we choose to forgive, that we internally link it to, you know what, Allah, you forgive me every day, and so I'm doing this for you. And I think that not only will we be rewarded in that, inshallah, but that will really cement the journey and the ability to forgive that person that has hurt us. And there will be a lot of fruits that will come from that, and also just that to differentiate closure from forgiveness, because they are two separate things. Own your own closure. You have the strength and the power to close the chapter of the hurt that someone has caused you. You don't need to wait for them
to do that.
To do that for you. Okay, so the struggle to forgive. I'm sure, sisters, that you have a lot to say on this topic. Perhaps you've gone through your own experience of struggling to forgive someone that has hurt you. Share your comments, share your thoughts, share this episode, and we ask Allah to shower His mercy upon all of us. Ameen. See you at the next episode, inshallah.